And quite a number of brethren from this church went to attend the funeral as well. You know, I later reminded Brother Chandimara about the message that he preached that Sunday. Of course, to us, we're seeing one side of the subject, or this other aspect. But I then told him, the title of your message, Prachandmara,
Brother Chandimara,
jumping the queue.
Pamsoro, peku pindira bumtsara.
If your grandson would speak to you, you would be saying, Grandpa, I jumped the queue.
I did seguru da pindira bumtsara.
Or his daughter, he would say, Parents, I jumped the queue. Was this exactly what happened?
No,
an infant, a little child.
Our
expectations
will be they grow up, they go to school.
Amen.
And visiting his grandparents.
But he jumped the queue. Amen.
This is how this life is like.
And last Friday,
by the grace of God on Friday,
inotangofunga kuti nopane gore Brother Jitutani vaenda kunowanashe.
We're just thinking that it's our year since Brother Jitutani is going to be with the Lord.
No, he passed on the 15th of November.
15th November.
And then as a way of just remembering our brother, and also being a translator of the messages into our Shona language. We decided we would listen to a tape, the translated version. So on Friday we had a wonderful time. Amen. And of course we asked Brother Kudzi's son to give a few expressions.
Amen.
You see, Pastor Chandimara, had phoned me on Saturday.
Pastor Chandimara wangawandi ridzira runare nechomugovera.
Like he normally does when he comes to Harare.
Sungoita kwavanoita pavanoya kuno kuHarare.
And I said, "Ah, brother, tawana mparidzi."
And I said to him, "Ah, in that case, we've been blessed with a preacher."
Saka ngari kuti vari kuti saka ndaita misike kukufonera here ndikwasai.
And he says, "Brother, are you punishing me? Holding you and letting you know that I'm here." Then I said, "No, Pastor, you're not part of the arrangement. But it is the Lord's doing." So to those that were here on Sunday, you can testify with me
that it was good. Amen. I know some people don't see it necessary to give these updates. Not only for funerals, but even when the pastor travels. See, it's not always that we give, these updates in detail. But where we feel it necessary, like when he traveled to the States and then to Trinidad,
sisters in the Trinidad.
Amen. In speaking to the elders,
I
said, I don't think the pastor would send me or send us over 300, you know, pictures of, you know, all those places and the churches is traveling just for me to see. I was telling the elders. So we decided to let the church, you know, view
the pictures.
The pastor, you know, letting the church that he believes is praying for him see, you know, how the Lord is also working with him out there.
The pastor, vanenga vachita kuti church yavari kutenda kuti iri kuvanamatira, ionewo kuti Mwari vari kushandana navo sei kwavanenge vari.
Of course, I know there were some people who thought it's not necessary.
Ndinoziva kuti varipo vamwe vanhu vaifunga kuti hazvinakana nebasa rezvi.
But those same people,
asi vanhu vamwe chete ivavo futi,
when they achieve something, they want everybody to know. They manage to climb up a tall gum tree. If they manage, even that picture, they put it as a profile picture. You know, I can only attribute this to one thing. Maybe they don't have a revelation yet that we are one family. Amen. No, Christ said, I will give you fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters. Amen. I love the family of God. We used to sing this song. I love the family of God, so closely knitted into one. They've taken me into their heart and so glad to be a part of God. Big faith. Family. Amen. I love the family of God. So closely knitted into one. You've taken me into your heart. I've taken you into my heart.
Is there
anything
bad with that? That's why I'm saying such a one maybe has not yet caught the revelation of who we are to one another.
You know,
wherever you are and you want your wife to know where you are, what you're doing, and you want your child to know where you are, that's what it takes to be a
friend. Amen. One time, ndiri kuZambezi Valley.
The other time when I was in the Zambezi Valley.
And then I had time to write a note to my wife. In the bush. Just telling her we are enjoying every minute. And how many animals I have shot.
So that she knows
while
she's in Harare, while I'm in Zambezi Valley. How about where the pastor would have visited amongst the children of God?
So such
people may not even know how deep our relationship goes.
Amen. Okay. Sorry, ndangoti tsanangure kungobatsirana vana vaMwari. Amen.
Just forgive me. I took it some time to explain this.
But I think it's necessary. Also,
it helps taking away some fleas that might have stuck onto us.
If that person would just keep, you know, those thoughts to him or herself, But then he goes around telling people. That's where the problem comes. Spoiling people.
Didn't they have that kind of mindset? They were being blessed. But suddenly, they have a different perspective altogether.
But I don't think it's right. Of course, it comes to us. You see, in the times, you don't even see it necessary to approach you.
Until per adventure, one good day, you also get an opportunity to fly, then you want to let everyone know that you've flown.
Let's stand up on our feet. One good worship song, Brian. I was enjoying the singing. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Tose waka unza ruponesu kuti te ponesu dire pano te ponesu andi chadi zakae pa. Joda kuvam, misi yose. Joda kuba mwana wenu, misi yose ye upenu. Jesu Kristo ndimbonesi, usazo cha uya zako. Ukana wakata zasi, uyaja uponesi. Diri panu undiponesi, andi chade zakaipa, dudaku. Mwana wenu, misi yose ye upenyu. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to Revelation chapter 5. Shall read verse 1 to 7. If we have found, we shall read. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals.
Zvino ndakaona muruoko rwerudyi rwaiye wakanga akagara pachigaro choushe
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Amen. So the book was a closed book. Amen. No man was found worthy to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Amen. May the Lord add blessings to the ring of his word. Amen. Tinamate.
We pray.
Tinokutenda ishe. Nokuda kweshoko renyu rataverenga. Profita unos waistaura kutumunwa. Anema okumaviri nedzi nyika ino anogona kuvhura mapeji eBhaibheri nokuverenga. Sinozvaro zvinotora chiti mweya wenyu mutsvene kutipadudziro. Iyo inokwanisa kuunza shandiko zvakare muupenyu hwedu. Makanaka ndiri kutorawo mukana uno nokuisa mukati memaoko enyu, mucheka uyu neenvelope zvaunzwa nevana venyu vanotenda. Tinokukumbirai baba kuti mimwe munozviropafadza chizoro chenyu chiende neenvelope iyoyi. Ishe nemucheka uyu zvose zvavakukumbira vana venyu vagogamuchira. Ndinokumbira muzita rinokosha, zita raIshe Jesu Kristu. Amen. Tigarei pasi. Because I'm aware that the subject that I want to speak on is a lengthy subject, but these are the things that are commonly believed among us, and like Peter said, I will not be negligent to put you in the remembrance of these things. Though you know them, amen. But I will not be negligent to put you always in the remembrance of these things and be established in the present truth. Amen. So it's just reminding one another. To the new that are in our midst, maybe you've come here for the first time. You know, some of these things might be new to you, but as you shall see, they come from the Bible, right there in the Bible that you are holding. Amen. Because we believe the message of the hour. believe God sent a prophet according to Malachi chapter 4. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And we know the great and dreadful day. Amen. It's the day of judgment. But there's a promise that before that day comes, God will send us Elijah the prophet. Amen. And that prophet has come and gone. Amen. And the message that he preached is what we are holding on to. Amen. Because that's life to us. Amen. Says, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So to those who are not under that message, it's curse upon them. But to those who believe it, amen, it's life. Hallelujah. Now, before we get into our subject, I just remembered something. Of course, I had it here, but I thought I should have mentioned it before. But I think it's necessary to speak about it. You know what we are going through in our country? As a nation, amen. I think we need to pray for our country. Amen. We are Zimbabweans. Amen. Like the prophet would say, I'm an American. I'm identified with it. It's shame. It's glory. Amen. So we need to pray for our country. Amen. How many believe in prayer? The brother says, prayer changes things. So what we've got to do is get back into the program of God and find out after all what God wants us to do. And the only way I know to do it, the prophet says, is prayer. Prayer is the key. He says that's the answer. Prayer changes things. Prayer is the most powerful weapon that was ever put in the control of human beings. My, do you believe this, brother, sister? Prayer is the most powerful weapon that was ever put in the control of human beings. There is no atomic bomb or no hydrogen bomb as powerful as prayer. And the prayer will change the mind of God. Prayer says, did you know that your prayer can change the mind of God? Says, did you know that? Amen. And you know, you don't only pray for big things. God is interested even in those small things. Your day-to-day life. Not the big things only. Not how you got your car. Or how you got your house. Or how you got a job. Yes. We speak about those things. But it's also interested in the small things. Even your hobby. Amen, Sister Kadiwa. My hobby is that I don't go far from where I'm to cut mash.
God is right inside your hobby.
Amen. I can tell you testimonies of how I would see God out there hunting. Amen. Not to shame me, says Sakatun.
Even the small things.
And I want a suit of gray.
Even when you have a desire that looks so small, like only if I can get a gray suit. You actually find someone who gives you a gray suit.
Day-to-day
life. Amen.
What am I going
to eat today?
Amen. Pen is
even a pen. You find somebody gives you a pen.
And then you need a pen.
I actually needed a pen.
But you want a pen here.
And then he discovers you just get a pen.
Those are the Jesus.
That's how our God is like.
And the prophet will say
Profita,
about the first church.
The spiritual happenings.
We're
not far from them.
They
were common things amongst them.
Amen.
Every day. Whilst you at work. Maybe a small thing.
A mechanic
is struggling to take off a bolt. Then you discover, God is in it.
Isn't that so, Brother Frank?
Brother Fred Frank.
Oh, yes. Amen. You start in a car,
but the car just won't start.
But what do not matter?
Then you pray.
And then you start a key motor.
Then you start the car, then off you go.
Day to day life.
Your day to day life will pay you as well.
Amen. If you can allow me to tell a testimony of how my daughter Tariro got a license, driver's license.
I
know some of you are seeing her driving us these days. You know how she got her license? Of course, Anga Ningo Achita my lessons.
She had a long time doing lessons.
I told her service. We read the scripture.
This service has started. We have already read the scripture.
Amen. Saka Akaito a few attempts.
She went there and tried a couple of times.
In fact, I think it was twice.
She tried twice.
And then Akadzoka, she was so dejected.
She came back.
But she went, you know, the third time she went. Well, according to her, she drove so well.
From the yard into town.
But there
was some little blunder that happened in town.
Actually,
it was not hers.
But you
know how they are like in town.
Right. And there was Zoka.
Now, when they were coming back, when they
were coming, one license round.
She was happy that she had gotten a license.
And then Umbanzi Papa.
Then she was told, you remember that place?
But didn't turn Papa Makumbi.
But you told me to turn and the road was blocked by the combis. What was I supposed to do?
She was so discouraged.
And decided, no, I just want to give up on this.
And even this instructor told her.
Can I instruct you?
You drive so well. But in Harare, man, license has kuwanikwa.
But in Harare, you don't just get a license.
Just because
you know how to drive.
My license are kuto badari wa mari.
License, if you want a license, you pay for it. You know it's there in the papers.
Ingo badara tariro.
Just pay tariro.
Taraka taro tani siku badara.
Then tariro said, no, I'm not gonna pay.
But I got kumba tauro kuda.
She came home after she said that. After saying, no, I'm not gonna pay anyone.
So we had Brother Ezekiel Mabugu. We heard that he'd been transferred to Chinoy. That's where he is now.
Brother Ezekiel Mabugu, Wangawa transferred away to Chinoy.
He is also an examiner. I phoned him. Said, I want my daughter to come there. You know, she was so discouraged with what happened here in Harare. You know what's happening. And they even said, of course, we know what happens in Harare.
You know, Brother Mabugu, Harare.
So I gave some money, she went there. But of course, in the end, I got a question on my drum, two attempts.
But when she went there, it was her. She hit the drum on her own twice.
But Apatakas is an effort, a provision, you have to expire.
Here we needed to put an effort because the provision was about to expire.
So, Pastor, 1 week.
With just 1 week left.
Did the Wangawasna marry now?
They had no money.
And no, I wasn't going to do that.
Trying to get money for that.
Until
we had 2 days.
So for 2 days, then for that,
So when we had 2 days left, my thinking was if we could get money, so that she would just dash to Chinoy the
first
day.
But where was I going to get the money from? I need something like
$100.
Right? First attempt, I'm very nervous, but panuzita kichi tu anu fana uktora.
But you know, she'll give you the first try. Maybe she'll be nervous and then try again.
Right.
She'll be able to go through.
Imwe marunde ku buka motkari.
Then the money to book the car.
And then imwe inu buko ku VID kwacho.
And the other money to pay the VID.
So. I was thinking, if I could only get $100.
Then I thought, I'm going to $100.
But, Dog Vatazorara, just not Andina Kwana Maria.
Then we went to bed, realizing that I don't have.
Was in Andina Kwana Kambuchaka or Maria?
Because I didn't really look for the money, honestly.
License provision, I can't expire, was 31 August.
The provisional license was expiring 31 August. So on the morning of 31
August,
I knew that my daughter was just wondering, Daddy, really? You did nothing?
And I was feeling for her.
Diamonds with all food.
Oh, yes. She's a lovely daughter of mine. Our last born. So I was really feeling for her. And 8 o'clock in the morning, I went into my room and prayed.
God, Lord, please do something for my daughter. I know my daughters see you manifested in various ways in this
house.
And I always ask you that do something for them. Something that touches them. That in their personal capacity, they can go back.
So I prayed for this, among other things. And then I remember 9 o'clock, I was out of the room. And I went and took my cell phone. And my iPad. Because I wanted to check some questions that had come into my phone. That I would attend to. So I took my phone and my iPad and went outside and sat down. So when I checked my phone, I noticed there was a text message. But it was an echo cache. Right? And I saw money be transferred into my account, which was
$100.
Right? But I wasn't excited. And I thought maybe I would hear the brother say, you know, that money you must do 1, 2, 3, or it's going to another brother or a sister. And I noticed that that man got into my phone at 19 past 8 while I was in prayer.
Remember, I said
8 o'clock I was in prayer.
8 o'clock.
And I got out at 9 o'clock. And I saw that 19 past 8, that's when this message got into my phone. So I texted the brother. Brother, I see there's money coming to my account. What do you want me to do? It came by mistake. And he replied, it's yours, brother. Actually, it was sent by a brother from Australia. I think some of you remember one testimony about a man from Australia. So this man from Australia. So he said, no. It came, you know, from the brother so-and-so who is in Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
Oh, okay. Sakandakango simuka.
So I just stood up.
31 August.
31 August.
And then I knew she was going to get her
license.
I went into the house looking for Tariro. I heard she was, you know, in the bath. Said as soon as she finishes, she must come and see me. So when she finished, she came. They said, Gazira Kumiza went to VID.
Then I said, no, prepare and
Kumiza went to VID.
Dash to VID.
Right. Not a license,
and get your license.
Saka jitima zona man, they got Kumiza.
Then she says, Jerry, did you get the money? And I said, hey, quickly. So she prepared herself. And she came.
I won't tell you the other
nice thing. So I followed. Then I came here.
Went to see the pastor.
No, 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 no.
It was Thursday or Tuesday or Thursday.
No,
because I noticed his car was parked outside.
No,
let me just go and ask the pastor to pray for her. But when your pastor was having interviews, they said, no, I can't disturb you. So I came down and went to sit where Taro normally sits.
Then I said, Lord, this is where my daughter sits praying for you. Today, that's when the provision
is
gone. And right here in Harare, so I'm here binding the spirit of bribes. Give
me
a license.
Right. And then don't bother Buddha.
Then I left.
And she got her license.
Don't want a license yet.
And there's another part that I like. That's from according to her now.
She says,
that when I was driving, said the God of Brother Branham and the God of my father, please give me a license. Now you parents,
walk and come
speak.
So that they can say, the God of my father.
I liked that part. The God of Brother Branham and the God of my father. Please give me a license.
Your license.
And she got a license. Hallelujah. So, you may not cast a vote.
That's
in our country. You may not cast a vote. You may not be seen there. But you can pray. Amen. You tell God, we want to be able to send our children to school. And when we go to work, we want good remuneration. Amen. We want to live in peace. You can tell God.
You know, when people are unemployed, you know, our sons sit around on bridges. That's why they then start smoking marijuana and doing many other funny things. So we can pray. We the people who have to pray.
Amen. Romans 13 says,
Romans 13, you know,
for rulers are not a terror to good works.
Nekuti vatongi avatyise vanhu vanogachita zvakanaka,
but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. You know, this way in the world, they have this adage, the guilty are afraid. Yes. Right. 1 Timothy chapter 2.
1 Timothy 2.
It says, I exhort thee, therefore, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks be made for all men. For kings. Amen. Praying for kings. And for all that are in authority. That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So is this not scripture? And you believe the Bible?
You are not in the Bible.
Amen. So Paul is saying,
Paul Arguchi,
prayer, supplications be made, and intercessions be made for all men. Amen. Pray for kings. Pray for those in authority. Amen. You are praying to God. And God works with them. Amen. So that we lead quiet and peaceable lives. And like the prophet would always pray. Or you would pray many times. You see this in these spoken word books.
Spoken word.
Eh? We thank you, Lord, to be living in a country where we can worship God according to the dictates of our conscience. Yes. He says, now shall we bow our heads, just a moment, as the prophet saying this. Our Heavenly Father, we have come here tonight for a compound reason. We have come that the people might be saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, even right now this morning. That the sick might be healed by believing on the Lord Jesus. So you can be healed, brother, sister, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, as our Father has taught thy word, and you have worked great miracles with our fathers, we are happy to be their children today, to inherit the rights of being a free American, where we can open the Bible and teach and believe God. And worship according to the dictates of our conscience. We are very happy for this privilege. We ask you to bless those who paid the supreme price on the battlefronts everywhere. That's given us this hour of freedom.
So
don't be too spiritual kufura mprofita iwe.
Saka iweweka usada kuzviona uri munhu wemweya kudarika brother Branham.
He is thanking God.
Brother Branham ari kutenda Mwari.
Bless those who paid supreme price on the battle of France. That's given us this hour of freedom. That's from the message, the angel of the Lord. Of course, the brothers have
flagged it there.
And in the message, but from the beginning it was not so. He says, the Lord, we are grateful to thee tonight for the privilege of meeting together once again. Thou hast been so good to us through this day. You have provided us with the life and strength that we have had the opportunity to come again to your service and to worship
you.
He says we are thankful for our country, that there is still an opportunity and an open door, that men and women can worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience. Long may it be, Lord. But we see, according to the prophets of the Bible, that soon these doors will close worldwide.
So let's
take advantage of it as the doors are still open.
Because
the process, according to prophecy, the doors will close worldwide. And in 1965, amen, lean not unto thine own understanding. Again, the prophet is praying. He says, Heavenly Father, we are a privileged people to be assembled together here in the name of the Lord Jesus. In a free country where we can worship you according to the dictates of our conscience as yet. And we pray, Father, that this will long be. And now, may we take advantage of this great privilege we have. And may we put our whole heart into the service tonight to worship you. And we are saying this morning that it might be said that God was in our midst this morning, blessing his people. Save every lost soul that's in here this morning. And every backslider, may they come then to the house of God. I pray for every sick person. May be healed. The afflicted might walk. The blind see. The deaf hear. Praise and glory be given to Jesus Christ among his people. May it be long remembered, Lord, because that we have assembled ourselves together and asked in Jesus' name for these blessings. Amen. Yes, we thank God to be living in a country where we can worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience, where we have freedom of worship, freedom of religion. Amen. Because very soon, the false prophet is coming, and these doors will be closed.
You know, he works with the government.
Because
on his own, he can't do it.
So he comes through the political power. End time message.
That to be called end time message.
The process is a prophecy. But you can pray, brother, sister. Amen. We pray. Amen. You've been given the power to pray. And tell God what you want. Amen. And then God works with them. You know, I remember, you know, when, I think it was 2015, I referred to an article.
But 2015,
right, we're having prayer. For something like this. Amen. Right, this article was about Andrea Doria and MS Stockholm. These are ships.
Chinyorwa, Changajiri Pamsoro, Pezukepe Jiviri, Andrea Doria and MS.
MS Stockholm. Amen. Maybe I can go through it again. Amen. Just showing the power of prayer. You know, the prophet speaks of it. It's in the spoken word book. Amen. But just want you to see, brothers, how it happened. And the power of prayer. Amen. Right, it says it was mid-July
1956.
We are in service.
Trip service,
so don't go fishing.
We are preaching.
Amen. Can I expect my thunders?
The adventure you are expecting sometimes is going to be mira.
No one knows sports.
You will miss the whole thing. When we get to the thunders, you would have missed it long back.
How can I teach them algebra?
No, it's not saying algebra.
If they don't know their ABCs.
ABC
always believe Christ.
Amen.
Right, says it was mid-July 1956. The Andrea Doria set sail from a home port in Genoa, Italy, on what should have been a 9-day crossing between Italy and the United States.
Chikepe che Andrea Doria chakasimuka kubva munzvimbo yacho muItaly kurwendo rwaifamba kuita mazuva 9 kubva muItaly kuenda kuUnited States.
The ship was just 100 passengers shy of capacity at 1,134 on board.
Chikepe ka changa changoshoterwa nevanhu 100 kuti chizare nekuti changa chine vanhu 1,134.
Which doesn't include the 572 crew members that stabbed the Andrea Doria. Amen. After a few stops in various ports in Europe, the Andrea Doria left Gibraltar on July 20 and headed out to the open seas to cross the Atlantic Ocean towards its final destination of New York City.
Muswa 20 July, chamboti mirei mirei mu Europe, chakatanga kufamba. Gibraltar, chaka nanga manje kuenda kwacha igumira ku New York.
No, you see, when I read this article, you know, it stuck with me.
Amen.
Right. 5 days later, on July
25,
the MS Stockholm, a smaller passenger liner, departed New York, headed east back towards Gothenburg, Sweden.
Chikepe che MS Stockholm chaka bao ku New York chaka nanga kumabuda zua chichida kuinda ku Sweden.
The MS Stockholm was following its usual course east with clear skies and good visibility.
Chikepe changanyatu simuka kwa kanyatso chena chichifamba nenzira ya chai ziva chaka nanga Sweden.
Right? So one is coming from New York to Sweden, right?
Panachikepe chirikubva ku New York, chirikuenda ku Sweden.
And one from Italy going to New York.
Chimwe chirikubva ku Italy, chirikuenda ku New York.
The Andrea Doria and the Stockholm were approaching each other through the heavily used shipping corridor.
Andrea Doria ne MS Stockholm zvanga zvakuda kuti zvichinosangana nenzira inoshandiswa nezvikepe inenge yakaita kune kampata.
Each ship was traveling in different conditions. At the time, the Andrea Doria was traveling towards New York in an area that was heavily laden with fog.
Andrea Doria, yakananga New York, mayaifamba manga makazara neguti kusingayatooneke.
But the MS Stockholm was steaming through clear visibility.
Asi MS Stockholm yaifamba kwakanga kwachena kuchioneka.
Reports say each ship was aware of the other through radar.
Vanotaura vanoti zvikepe zviri zvaitoziyana kuti zviri kuzosangana nenzira yeradar.
But even at that, they could not avoid one of history's most famous maritime disasters.
Zvakadaro vachizivana kuti vari kuzosangana. Vakatadza kudzivirira njodzi yakaparadza zvinhu zvakawanda mukati me nhoroondo yekufamba kwezvikepe.
Yaifanirwa
kuva njodzi huru.
At 11:10 p.m. July 25, 1956,
panguva dza 10 past 11 usiku July 25,
the Stockholm struck the side of the Andrea Doria, causing a fatal blow that would leave one ship at the bottom of the ocean and the other severely damaged.
Chikepe cheMS Stockholm chakanorohwa ndokucheka cheAndrea Doria.
Within 30 minutes, the decision was made to abandon the ship. Only those on board will ever know the horror that followed.
Because of the extreme impact, the Andrea Doria quickly listed on a side, which made most of the lifeboats useless. Through the chaos and sheer panic, reports said that passengers scrambled for lifeboats to no avail. Some could only sit and wait for their unknown fate. But one thing we do know is there was at least one soul on board who went to the great captain in prayer in the hour of desperation. Now, what we have been reading, this is according to the report. And now we come to the prophet. Right. Now, this accident happened 25 July.
Accident, the accident was 25 July.
And now this is on the 26th of July.
What was 26th July?
The prophet is on the pulpit.
Prophet,
this is the part I like, brother, sister. Says, now this morning, or last night, when I left here, you see, there it is, the message love. When I left here, after I had been gone a few minutes, I thought I would go get something to eat. See, I only do that after one of those meetings. Now, if I'm preaching, I always go eat. I went and got something to eat and come back. I went to my room. I sat and talked to Billy a while. We went to bed. Prayed. Just a few moments, something came in, and a vision that there is a great crash coming.
Right.
Now, this is 25 July. In the evening, the prophet is about to go to bed. And he says, just a few minutes, something come in. And a vision that there is a great crash coming. Amen. Pane kuroverana kukuru kuru kuya. For me, real quickly, to be on my knees a praying right at once. Because there's somebody in there that was praying. And this thing saying to for me to pray for them. You see? And now, this was 26 July, the following day. And the prophet is telling the church, right? The vision that he had the previous night. Right, he saw there was a great crash coming. And God tell him to pray, to be on his knees right quick. To intercede. To pray. Amen. To avert the impending disaster that was coming. And he says, and this morning in the paper, two big liners crashed together. One of them from Italy and one from Sweden. There it was. And some was killed. The Holy Spirit going ahead through prayer. Amen. One ship with 1,706 people on board. And the God, by His grace, hey, see how God works. You know, He could have just stopped. Right. Or make these ships avoid this crash. God would have done that. Eh? But God goes to the prophet.
That's
a prophet. Now I saw Zana Magaya kana na Makandiwa. Kana na TB Joshua.
We're talking of a real prophet. These are not folk tales about Magaya, TB Joshua, or Makandiwa.
Amen. Right? Because of prophets like Atakura who pay you.
Because prophets are carrying life.
They are not prophets of doom. But doom is only to those who refuse the message. Those who don't want to take heed to what the prophet is saying. Because when you see a prophet come on the scene, he's calling for a halt. Amend your ways. But when you refuse, those are the ships, eh? Amen. So here is a prophet. God comes to him to say, go on your knees. Intercede for the people in those ships. And then the prophet goes to pray. And he says, this morning we've read in the newspaper about the two big liners crashed. And now, back to the report. Says, most reports say luck and the quick response of nearby ships were the main contributing factors.
You
see, those are the ships, eh?
Brothers
are lighting the pictures. God bless you. Right? So they're saying, you know, quick response of nearby ships were the main contributing factors that only 51 people lost their lives. Of the nearly 2,000 souls aboard the Andrea Doria and MS Stockholm. And one report stated, in the end, the remarkable rescue of all of the Andrea Doria's passengers not killed as a result of the initial collision owed more to luck than to the leadership of a captain or the comportment of a crew.
Hans Kusa Zofa, Kwevan Vangavari, Andrea Doria, Zirikunzi Parango Itika Orombo Raki.
Right. I like, this person, how he saw things. This report. Of course, he was not a believer. But of course, he was not attributing, right, to the captain or the leadership of the ship. You could see that, no, it has nothing to do with those people. But to them, people in the world, they say luck. But we know it wasn't luck. Now it says, the Andrea Doria finally capsized and sank the next day at 10:09 a.m.
Andrea Doria. Eleven hours
after the collision took place.
11.
The Stockholm had a more fortunate ending.
Stockholm,
with its bow suffering the most damage, the hull of the ship stayed intact and made it back to New York under its own power.
So
only 46 of the 1,706 passengers and the crew perished in the sinking of the aftermath.
1,706
Almost all of these casualties were in the result of the initial impact from the MS Stockholm. Five crew men aboard the Stockholm also lost their lives in the collision. One follow-up report stated that the event could have been grossly worse. Saying, but it could so easily have been much worse. If the Andrea Doria had sunk as fast as captain and his officers at first had feared, they would have been a catastrophe on a titanic scale.
Hanzi kuri kuti Andrea Doria yakanyura nekukasira sekafungira kwakaita captain nevamwe vaishanda navo pangadai pakaitika zinjodzi rakanga rakakura.
Now they are saying the events following to save the surviving passengers is known as the greatest sea rescue in history.
Hanzi zvakazoteera zvekuedza kubatsira vakanga vari muzvikepe izvi zvinonzi ndobasa rakabatwa hombe rekuponesa vanhu vanenge vapinda munjodzi munjodzi dzese dzakamboitika pamusoro pegungwa.
But we know what actually happened.
Tinoziva zvakaitika.
A prophet prayed.
Profita akanamata.
Amen. So, brother, sister, amen. It's our responsibility to pray. Amen. Right. Now, back to our subject for a few minutes. Amen. Right. Now, we read from Revelation chapter 5. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals.
And I
saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? To open the book and to loose the seals thereof. So it means the book was closed. Amen. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 6. We'll just read verse 1 and 2. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. So, okay, let me not jump the gun. Right, verse 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer.
Ndikatarira ndikaona bhiza jena naiye wakanga akaritasva wakanga aino uta akapiwa korona akabuda achikunda uye kuti akunde.
Amen. And let's also go to Revelation chapter 10.
Tinoona zvakazarwa 10.
Right. Now these are familiar verses. Amen. To message believers. But the new ones, if you just follow closely, amen, you'll also understand. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
Une simba achiburuka kudenga akapfeka gore muraravungu wakanga uri pamusoro pake chiso chake chakanga chakaita sezuva netsoka dzake sembiru dzemunhu.
And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth.
Wakanga akabata bhuku duku yakazaruka muruoko rwake akaisa rutsoka rwake rworudyi pamusoro pegungwa.
And cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders uttered their voice, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
Ndakanga ndonyora ndikanzwa izwi richibva kudenga richiti kwandiri zarira zvarehwa nokutinira kunomwe usazvinyora.
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Ipapo mutumwa uya wandakaona amire pamusoro pegungwa nepamusoro penyika wakasimudza ruoko rwake rworudyi kudenga akapika. Na iye uri mupenyu nokusinga peri peri wakasika denga nezvirimo nenyika nezvirimo negungwa nezvirimo kuti nguva haingazovipo.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared to his servants the prophets.
Asi nemazuva ezviro mutumwa wechinomwe kana oda kuridza zvakavanzika zvamwari zvichapedziswa sezvaakaparidzira varanda vake ivo vaprofita.
Amen. So we are back in the book of Revelation, which the prophet said it has got more symbols than any other book in the Bible.
muprofita mune mifananidzo yakawanda kudarika mamwe mabhuku ese ari mubhaibheri.
And he says it's not understood by everybody.
Harizi bhuku rinonzwisiswa nemunhu wese.
It's not for everybody.
Harizi remunhu wese.
But it's for a special class of people.
Asi ndereboka revanhu rakasanangurwa.
Amen. It's a prophetic book.
Ibhuku rechiprofita.
And it's understood by a prophetic class of people.
Rinonzwisiswa neboka rechiprofita.
Amen. So these chapters that we read,
chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 10,
you can actually see that they are speaking of the same thing. Or the same book. Revelation chapter
5,
the book is closed and sealed. Amen. Revelation chapter 6. Amen. It's open, but in a symbol form. Amen. And Revelation chapter 10, the book is open. Because when we read Revelation chapter 6, it says, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And when John looked, he says, behold, a white horse, and he that sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and went forth conquering and to conquer. And he says, these are symbols, but those symbols, they have a significance. They have a meaning. Amen. So Revelation chapter
5,
the book is closed. Revelation chapter 6, it's open but in symbol form. Amen. We can safely say it's not yet open to us. Amen. Because it's in symbol form. And those symbols, you need somebody to interpret what they mean. And then in Revelation chapter 10, the book is open. Amen. Right. And the prophet says in the message bridge, this seven seal book is revealed at the time of the seven thunders of Revelation 10. So the seven seal book of Revelation chapter 5, he says it's revealed at the time of the seven thunders of Revelation 10. Are we together? Amen. Right. He says, now see the mystery of the seven seal book will be revealed at the sounding of the seventh church angel's message.
Hans Wodai Chakavanzika.
Right. Now we've already seen another aspect there. The prophet said, this seven sealed book of Revelation
5
is revealed during the seven thunders of Revelation 10. Amen. And according to this statement, paragraph
37,
he says the seven sealed book is revealed at the sounding of the seventh church angel's message. The seventh angel begins to sound, and there is the messages wrote out there. And we got it in tape and book form. Amen. Saka pesi pekuti pamwe taura kunzi seven thunders.
Nokudaro iwo kanzwa pamunzi mitinimira minomwe.
Unofunga zvimwe zvinhu zviri so mysterious kana zvakaoma.
People now start imagining deep and strange things.
But the prophet says, the seven sealed book is revealed at the sounding of the seventh angel's message. Amen. And he goes on to say, the message is wrote out there. We got it in tape and book form. At the beginning of the sounding of the message, the mystery of God should be finished. Now we will notice the book
of the mystery of God is not revealed until the seventh angel's message is sounded. Amen. We saw something that was unfortunate to the Jews. That when Christ went into the synagogue, amen, and he was handed the book, the scroll of Isaiah, amen, and he looked for a scripture to read. What the Bible went on to say, he found where it was written. Amen. Now when you say you fought to find, that is after an effort is made. Amen. Not just a scripture to read from, but he was looking for a particular scripture. And when he finished reading, he closed the book.
That's where we have the real issue.
Kuma Jews, do pakaita nyaya.
To the Jews, that's where the crux of the matter.
That Christ,
could Christ,
the Lamb,
Guayana.
Was it, remember we saw? It said, "Weep not, John."
John.
Right? That the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. And when John looked, he saw a lamb. So it was a lamb, amen, that opened the book to reveal the seals. And here is Christ. And Christ is the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. So the Lamb walks into the synagogue and closed the book is handed to him. And he opens and reads the scripture. And the lamb closes the book and gives back to the minister. That was unfortunate for them. And in the book, and to the Jews, the book is still closed up until
now.
But to us, according to Revelation 10, we received an open book. Right. Paragraph 41, it says, and when the seals are broke, and the mystery is revealed, down comes the angel, the messenger,
Mutuma,
Christ.
Christu.
Right? This is Revelation 10.
Ten.
The mighty angel,
Mutuma ne Simba,
which the prophet he calls Christ.
Anonzi ne prophet and Christ.
Amen. Setting his foot upon the land and upon the sea, with a rainbow over his head. Now remember, this seventh angel is on earth at the time of this coming. Amen. At the time of the coming of the mighty angel of Revelation 10.
10
verse 1. It says the seventh angel, that's the messenger to the seventh church age, is on earth at the time of this coming. Amen. And Church Age is page 324.
Church Age is page 324.
It was in the end time period that the seven thunders of Jesus came forth. Now, I couldn't say thunders. We'll come to that.
Do not get worried about the terminology of seals and the terminology of thunders.
Amen. Revelations 10,
3
to 4. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. What was in those thunders, no one knows. But we need to know. It will take a prophet to get the revelation. Because God has no other way of bringing out his scriptural revelations except by a prophet. Because Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the prophets. So it only takes a prophet. And we need to know what was in those thunders. What is a thunder? Amen. Verses, a thunder is the voice of God. Amen. Right, it says a thunder is the voice of God. So when people speak of thunders, thunders, thunders. Amen. Right? Look for the voice. Because a thunder is the voice of God. Amen. Right? The Lord Jesus Christ was praying in John chapter 12. Father, glorify thy name. Verse 28. Then came there a voice from heaven. What came from heaven? A voice saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Amen. Right? A voice from heaven spoke and said, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. And the people that stood by and heard it, what did they hear? They heard a voice. Right? Amen. But to them they said what? That it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for yourselves. So what came? It was a voice. But the people said it thundered. So a thunder is the voice of God. When God speaks, brother, that's simple.
You know, when somebody...
I say.
Well, you know, I normally say when somebody is saying they are preaching deep things,
and those people are very confused,
and it leaves the congregation confused.
It's not deep things.
Amen.
It's not.
Amen.
Right. You know, when we speak of the deep things, amen. Is the things that bring life. Amen. The things that have been revealed to the church, the bride. So that cannot confuse the bride. It must be clear to the bride. Amen. So a thunder is the voice of God. When the lamb took the book and broke that first seal, God spoke from his eternal throne to say what that seal was. That was to be revealed. But when it was placed before John, it was a symbol. That's Revelation 6. When the lamb broke the seal, Revelation 5, it was closed. And now Revelation 6, the lamb breaks the seal. But when it's placed before John, right? It's in a symbol. When John saw it, it was still a mystery. It wasn't even revealed right then. It cannot be revealed until what he said here at the end time. To him, it came in a symbol. When it thundered, remember, a loud clapping noise of thunder is the voice of God. That's what the Bible says. A clap of thunder. They thought it was a thunder, but it was God. He understood it, for it was revealed to him. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? When it thundered, he understood it. Because I said, this voice came not because of me, but because of you. And notice, the first seal opened. The first seal, when it was opened in the symbol form, it thundered. That's Revelation 6. When it opened in symbol form, it thundered.
Eh?
Now, what about when it's opened in its reality form? In symbol form, it thundered. And the prophet says, what about when it's opened in its reality form? Amen. The reality form is what you and me have today. That's Revelation chapter 10. Verse 6, when the lamb opened the seals, one of the seals, there was a noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see.
Now, what did you say? Apagazarwa chisimbiso. Chibweche, sikwa jipenu jina. Chakati nezgiri, no muti niro. We are only.
Prophet says, my, it thundered as soon as the lamb struck back the seal.
Hanzi, nemporovita, my way. Pagawanu kutingira. Apo guayana paraka mbzarura chisimbiso.
And what did it reveal?
Pagazarwa chi.
Not all of itself. Says first
chekutanga
is with God.
Chinanga china mwari.
Amen. Right? That's Revelation 5.
Is it those rumna zvakazarwa 5?
Verse says next is in a symbol
tenere chosvika mumufananidzo.
Which we said that's Revelation 6.
Ndo zvakazarwa 6.
Then it's revealed. Which is Revelation 10.
It
says three things is coming forth from the throne. First, it can't be seen, heard, or nothing. It's sealed up. The lamb's blood paid the price. We together? Amen. First, it's with God. It can't be seen or not heard or nothing. It's sealed. Amen. But the lamb's blood paid the price. It thundered when he spoke it out. And when he did, a white horse rider went out. And it still was symbol. Now watch. He said it would be known in the last day. But it comes forth in a church symbol. Do you understand it,
church?
It comes forth in a symbol of a church. That they know there is a seal. But just what it is, yet they don't know. Because it's a white horse rider. When we were reading, we only read about the symbol. And only is to be revealed at the last day. Amen. That's paragraph 151. And only is to be revealed at the last day. So, brother, sister, right, we're saying we are living in the last days. And you see how important it is. This message of the hour.
Sometimes I wonder, do people really catch it when I say those living
when, or when we quote the prophet, not me.
When I quote the prophet and I say those living outside of this message, there is no life. I wonder if people catch it.
Amen, brother, sister. Of course, the only people like we showed the other time, right, who are living in this time that we are living in, who miss the rapture because they miss this entire message. There are two groups. People who receive life at the white throne judgment is the foolish virgins and the people that the prophet says that they did not have a chance to see this message. Amen. But they were true to what they knew. They were faithful. They were faithful to what they believed. What they saw in the scriptures about living a clean life. Amen. Because the Bible says they are virgins. Yes. Now denominations, you can't find virgins in denominations. Amen. You read of those in Revelation chapter 17. Amen. Eh? About the great war. Mystery Babylon. That's the Roman Catholic Church.
Babylon.
And the head daughters. And the daughters are harlots as well.
So who is it that is
Mudzimai?
It's a woman.
Who
is professing
but
to marry, but is living
unfaithfully.
So she has been defiled. So she cannot be a virgin.
Amen. Right? And of course there's another group. Those who were good to the bride. Amen. When saw we naked and we clothed thee? When saw we hungry and we fed thee? When saw we you in prison and we visited you? And then the king said, inasmuch as you did to these my brethren, you were doing it unto me. Amen. So the prophet is saying, when this actual seal is broken,
it
says broken to who? Not to Christ, but to the church. Notice now, oh my,
but
that just makes me tremble. I hope that the church truly understands it. What I mean, you people, it says, I'm going to call you bride. Hallelujah. What a privileged people we are, brother. Says, I'm going to call you bride. Because this actual seal is broken to you, the church. So what about the people who miss it? who are not in this glorious gospel. Because this is Christ. He is the angel of the covenant. Amen. That's the only source of life. So outside of the message, outside of the voice of God in this last day, there is no life. Because this is the atonement. Says the voice is a thunder. The voice came from where? From the throne where the Lamb had just left as intercessor. Now he is standing here to take his possession and his claims. But the thunder came from the inside of the throne, thundered out. The Lamb was standing out here. The thunder, where the Lamb had left the Father's throne to go to take his own throne. It says, glory! And the brother says, glory! Now don't you miss it, friends. Hey. Says, don't miss it, friends. Amen. Not splitting atoms. This is very clear. Amen. Our famous quotation. I will not be negligent, right? To put you in remembrance of these things. Though you know them. Amen. Church Age is page 327.
Church Age is page 327.
Now this messenger of Malachi 4.
Uyu. Mutumwa wa Malachi 4.
And the Revelations 10:7.
Na zvakazarwa 10:7.
Is going to do two things.
Achaita zvinhu zviviri.
According to Malachi 4.
Malingana Malachi 4.
He will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers.
Achatendeudza moyo yevana kuenda kumadzibaba.
That's number one thing.
Ndochekutanga.
And two.
Chepiri.
He will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders. In Revelations
10,
which are the revelations contained in the seven seals. Amen. So the thunders are revelations contained where? In the seven seals.
Meeting Mirror. Zvakatakurwa nezvisimbiso zvinomwe.
Exactly so. Amen. So in the seals,
mukati mezvisimbiso,
are the seven thunders.
Ndomu nezvisimbiso.
So when we say a seal is opened,
patinoti chisimbiso chazvisimbiso,
what comes out?
Chii chinobuda?
Is a thunder.
Munobuda mutinhimira.
The voice of God.
Izvira Mwari.
The revelation.
Chizaruro.
Amen. The seal.
Chisimbiso.
It was a symbol.
Wangori mufananidzo.
Amen. Right? And the prophet of Malachi 4, the second thing he will do, he will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders, which are revelations contained in those seals. It will be this divinely revealed mystery
truths
that literally turned the hearts of the children to the Pentecostal fathers.
It
is exactly so. Amen. When the mighty angel comes down, the messenger to the seventh church is on earth, we saw that. The messenger to the seventh church is on earth, we saw that. Right? John was forbidden to write. What those thunders uttered. Don't write, seal them up. But this messenger comes forth with the revelation of what John was forbidden to write. Amen. The revelations contained in the seals.
So when we speak of the seals, the seals that are written, we are speaking of Revelation chapter 6. The symbols. Amen. Right? Now, in the book Faith, of
53:12-13,
I say this by the power of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Everyone in our doctrine, right? In our doctrine, in our baptism, we've come to a place, but there is some key that will unlock something here. Now, he saw the book sealed on seven seals. Daniel saw the same. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, he said, don't write. Right, if you go to the book of Daniel, Daniel wanted to understand.
He
says, go thy way. These things are sealed until the time of the end. Amen. So Daniel, he saw the book. Amen. Says, go thy way,
Daniel.
These seals are sealed until the end time. What that was in the scripture, but it would be revealed in the last days. It says we are at the end time.
It
says we are at Kadesh right now. Amen. Right. Of course, just realizing I didn't give a title to my message. Speaking of the open book. Amen. Well, the Holy Ghost doesn't make a mistake. Maybe you already seen what you are speaking about.
The open book.
Amen. Right, in the message says, is this the sign of the end, say? Paragraph 348. When the first seal of the seven that was opened in the Bible, it came forth, just one, but a blast that shook the whole thing, a thunder. And then if the seals that's on the backside would open, amen, would not it be a thunder also? Because you remember Revelation 5. The book was sealed within and on the outside, on the backside. Amen. Sealed within and on the backside.
Right?
It says, when it was opened, amen, the inside, it thundered. That's Revelation 6. And now the prophet is saying, and then if the seals that's on the backside would open, would not it be a thunder too? Says, I don't know. I can't see. Amen. Remember, it's not for everybody. Amen. It's for a prophetic class of people. Amen. Those who understand prophetic utterance. To them that are without is given in parables. Parables. That's what they are holding on to. They are reading Revelation chapter 6. When he opened the first seal, there was a white horse rider.
That's all they can read.
Isn't that a parable?
I wouldn't find any to him.
Amen. But when he goes in the house,
Amen. Explain to us. Amen. The parable or the symbol of the white horse rider. Amen. So he says, won't it be a thunder? Amen. Right, first seal, paragraph
75.
Amen. We'll close in a short while.
It's not over.
Paragraph 75 says, then there is coming forth seven mysterious thunders, that's not even written at all. Not written. Because John was forbidden to write. He had. But it says, write them not. So the prophet is saying, there's coming forth seven mysterious thunders that's not even written at all. That's right. And I believe that through those seven thunders will be revealed in the last days in order to get the bride together for rapturing faith. Because what we got right now, we wouldn't be able to do it. There is something we've got to step further. We can't have enough faith for divine healing hardly. We've got to have enough faith to be changed in a moment and be swept up out of the earth. And we'll find that after a while, the Lord willing, find where it's written. Amen. So there's to become something, brother, sister. And the prophet says it will take those seven thunders. Amen. To bring a rapturing faith. Amen. Right. And he says, this is the time. Every one of you, cleanse all your heart. Lay aside every weight. Everything, every weight. Keep it out of your way. Don't let nothing bother you. And he says, don't be scared. There is nothing to be scared about. If Jesus is coming, right? Is the moment that the whole world has groaned and cried for. If it's something breaking forth, a new coming of a new gift or something, it will be wonderful. This was
62. In
1962. Right? And says, if it's coming time that the revelation of the seven thunders will be revealed to the church, how to go, I don't know. With what we got right now, we won't be able. There's got to be a step further. A bracket of faith that will be changed in a moment. Even in the twinkling of an eye, swept up out of the earth. And says, if it's coming time for the revelation of the seven thunders to be revealed to the church, how to go, I don't know. I have just stated what I saw. And oh my, what a time. It's serious and solemn thinking. Seven thunders of revelation. That's what the prophet says. May he show the bride How to prepare for the great translation faith.
Now, 1962
it says, if it's coming, the revelation of the seven thunders, revealing to the bride how to go, says, I don't know. And he says, I've just stated what I saw. And then in the seals, this is now 63. He says, oh, my seven thunders. Seven thunders of revelation. May he show the bride how to prepare for the great translation faith.
Amen.
So the seven thunders, or the revelation itself, it has to do with the translation of our bodies. Amen. It has to do with the faithful translation. It has to do with perfection. Amen. So we see the prophet connects the seven thunders maybe let me just read this quotation from Christ the Mystery of God Revealed. This is paragraph 206 and then 207.
Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, 206-207.
It says, but in the last days the reason that was such a tremendous thing that he spoke of it here and showed those seven thunders. Now listen, brother and sister. He says the reason that was such a tremendous thing that he spoke of it here and showed those seven thunders. And then says the Life magazine then picked it. That cycle of a cloud. The cloud and light there that they could not understand. And don't know it yet. But here telling. Go there. And wait for those mysteries to be revealed. And here months before it happened. And then it happened at exactly the way he said it would do. Did you notice that picture? Even that angel on the right, when he was being materialized coming down, with his wings back and his head setting sideways, there it is right there in the picture. Just exactly months before it happened, told here that he is going to bring the body of believers together. Months before it happened, told here that is going to bring the body of believers together. So the prophet connects the seven thunders with the cloud picture. Amen. So how can the thunders be visions of the seven church ages? You know, like some people believe that they are the seven virtues. Amen. Right, going to the stage of a perfect man. Right, so it can't be brother, sister. Amen. It's a message to the church. Because the prophet says in God in simplicity, I believe the seven angels who are holding these thunders will grant it. Amen. What will they grant? The revelation. Says the seven angels who are holding the seven thunders will grant it. Amen. So it was seven angels holding the seven thunders. And the prophet says, those seven angels who are holding the seven thunders, they will grant it. Because we don't know what it is, what it means. But those angels will grant it. Says, I went west. Amen. For the blast. Amen. Returning east with the Holy Ghost. Amen. To interpret the unwritten writing.
Amen.
I believe I'm speaking to people who know these things. Amen. He says, I went west. Amen. And came back with the Holy Ghost. Interpreting the unwritten writing. What's this unwritten writing? Now he connects it with the dream of Junior Jackson. Amen. Right when he was interpreting the writing, and then he takes something like a crowbar and hits the top. Right? And then he saw the top part. Says the light had never shone on it. And I told the brothers, you wait here while I go. Amen. Where was he going? To get the revelation of this unwritten writing. And when he went west, that's where he met the seven angels. How many angels? Seven angels coming back to interpret the unwritten writing. And he says the seven angels who are holding the seven thunders will grant it. And then he goes on to say, now, standing in the gap, in the message, standing in the gap, message standing in the gap,
standing in the gap.
Well, it happens to be paragraph 80.
Standing in the gap, paragraph 80.
It happens to be that at least one man is present this morning who was standing there when it happened. It actually shook the rocks off the mountain. Right, when the prophet met with those angels, amen, in one place he says there was a blast that actually shook the whole earth. Not just the Tucson, but says a blast that shook the whole earth. Amen. It says it actually shook the rocks off of the mountain. We find out that during that time, and I saw seven angels in a form of a pyramid that swept down and picked me up. And I was brought east. So he was in the west. In one place says, I went west and came back with the Holy Ghost, interpreting the unwritten writing. So he says here, I was brought east to open the seven seals for God. I was brought east to open the seven seals. Amen. So what is that? When you say to open the seals, what is contained in the seals? According to Church Ages 327, what is contained in the seven seals? The seven thunders. He says you'll do two things. The second thing, to reveal the mystery of the seven thunders, which are revelations contained in the seals.
And in order zvizaruro zvakatakurwa
nezvisisi. Says I was brought east
ndakaudzwa kuti kumabuda
zuva to open the seven seals for God
kuti ndizozarura zvisimbiso zvinomwe zvamwari.
Says if God heaven got them, if Jesus tarries,
hanzi kana Jesu akanonoka,
my grandchildren,
mazukuru vangu,
little Paul's children,
vana va Paul,
that will still be the eternal truth of the living God.
Izvi chinongogara chiri zvokwadi yamwari yezienda nakuenda.
You hear that?
Munozvinzwa here?
Now,
zvino,
that was to find out.
Zvikwanga kuri kuti tione.
That was sealed inside this mountain. That wasn't wrought.
Asi changa chisina kunyorwa.
He's referring to that dream of Junior Jackson.
It
had to be interpreted. Right? So he connects that top part with the seven seals or the revelation of them. And when I come back,
rather,
the first angel on the first night opened the seal. Contrary to anything we ever had in our life. So he says, when I came back, coming back east, amen. The first night, the first angel opened the seal. Because he had said, the seven angels who are holding the seven thunders will grant it. And here he says, the first angel on the first night opened the seal. So when he came before the church, amen. The first night, amen. He read Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Amen. That was the symbol. Amen. But there was an angel which says the first angel opened the seal. Here the prophet would say, right, I was in my study and he came. And he started telling me what that symbol means. You know, the first white horse rider says, contrary to anything we ever heard of in our life. Amen. He comes the second night. Amen. Telling the people. Amen. What the second angel told you. So what were these angels telling the prophet? The revelations contained in the seals. Those are the seven thunders. Amen. So when you are holding the book of the seven seals, you are actually holding the revelation of the seven seals, which are the seven thunders. Amen. And you know the revelation is not confined to that book alone.
Because
when they were opened,
it says
it's like a rocket. Says it's like a rocket. It continues to open other things. Amen. Until your bodies will not be able to contain that revelation. Amen. And then you are translated. So you cannot equate the seven angels to the church age messengers. Or is that the right word? Equate? Okay.
Nokudaro hazviti kuti totora kutoti vatumwa ava vanomwe ndivo futi vatumwa vanomwe kumazera ekereke.
Amen. You can't do that.
Hazviti.
Amen. The seven angels
who are holding the seven thunders will grant it. The first angel on the first night opened the seal. It says all seven came out that way. So the first angel opened the first seal. So I said, it can't be, brother, sister, that those angels are representing the seven church age messengers. Because we know the first seal, when it was opened, the prophet actually saw that the first seal, it covered the first three church ages. So the first angel who opened the first seal, he showed that it covered the three first church ages. And then the second angel, when he opened the second seal, he showed that this seal, it covered the fourth church age. And the third seal, it covered the fifth and sixth church age. And then the fourth seal, it covered the seventh church age. But you still have fifth, sixth, and seventh seal. Right? In the first three ages, it was the lion anointing to combat the Antichrist spirit, riding the white horse, riding the white horse. And in the fourth age, the time of the dark ages, it was the ox anointing to combat the Antichrist spirit riding the red horse. Amen. The fifth and sixth church ages, it was the main anointing. Amen. Fighting the Antichrist riding the black horse. And we see the seventh and the last age, it's the eagle anointing combating the red horse. Amen. It's the same Antichrist spirit, just changing horses. And then we have the anointing of the four living creatures to combat the Antichrist spirit in those respective ages. And then the fifth seal, there was an angel holding the fifth seal. And that had nothing to do with the church ages. Because we see souls under the altar. And the sixth seal, which is the judgment, seal, and the trumpets which pertain to Israel, they sound under the sixth seal. And the seventh seal is the coming of the Lord. And of course, there is a lot that goes with it. Amen. So what I'm trying to show you, brother, sister, of course, to some of you are fortunate, you don't have to hunt for these things. What's the prophet said? You just take time studying the genuine dollar. Like I was talking to Brother Chikuse one time. Amen. I still have your question, brother. By God's grace, we'll come to it. Amen. The prophet says, you take time studying the genuine dollar. Because my fake notes are zero, and we're in zero.
Because fake notes are plenty, and they come in all sorts. As you go on and go, you
can go start a genuine dollar, and you can see the charts and it's question to my lines, to my features.
But if you take time just starting the genuine dollar, all its lines, its features, and everything else.
This is fake.
When you get a hold of a fake dollar, it doesn't take time. You just look at it, you know it's fake.
God bless you. Let's stand up on our
feet.
Like I always say, You can never finish the message. You only find where you can stop. Amen. You can't finish. You know, Pastor Chesa?
Pastor Chesa?
Ah, Vamba Apeza.
You will not finish. You go on with series and find a place to stop.
Amen. So we can't finish the message. Amen. By God's grace,
we'll
take it from where we left. Amen. Nations are breaking. Israel is awakening. The sign that the prophets foretold. Gentile days are numbered. Amen. Israel's awakening, the signs that the prophets foretold. Let's sing together. The Gentile days.